Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the ATRT3 Leadership Call on the 23rd of March, 2020 at 1915 UTC. The members attending the call are Cheryl, Daniel, Vanda, and Pat. Attending from ICANN.org is Nagar, Brenda, and Jennifer, and Bernie, our technical writer, is on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Cheryl and Pat, I am happy to turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Okay, and Pat and I can arm wrestle now as to who's going to run this massively extensive and complicated call.
You win.
Yeah, but you know I cheat in arm wrestling, you see. Kick you in the shins at the same time. Sorry, I don't ever kick people in the shins. I'm far more subtle than that. All right, so we've done roll call. We've done welcome, although I do want to make an additional welcome, and that's welcome back home to Canada, Bernie, where it was a few moments that last week, I guess you would have had a little concern or two if you missed that flight. That was going to be it. And we certainly have the very serious situation where there are people who are now caught in countries that are not their own nor of their own choice. And I'm very pleased, Bernie, that you and Suzanne were not amongst those that would be able to say that you were now interim residents of Mexico for some time to come, like we have some 300 people who are now Australians who can't get out of Peru, for example. So these are not joking times. These are serious matters. But welcome back and welcome back to work.
Thank you.
With that, not a whole lot has changed on the agenda, with the exception of the foreshadowing of when Susan Bennett can join us, which is excellent information. So let's just run through this. And I assume, Pat, you agree we will just rinse and repeat what we had put out for our Friday meeting for our Wednesday meeting as an agenda. I guess we're now... Great. Well, that's going to be real quick. Over to you, Jennifer, to bring us up to date on any of the action items.
Thank you. This is Jennifer. So a couple of the action items I wanted to check in on, the first of which, as you can see on the screen, I put for discussion on Wednesday's call, which is the draft note regarding the review timeline and delivery date. I just wanted to ask if there's anything from staff side that we can help with on that one. And then secondly, and it's not on the screen here, but we did take an action on the Wednesday call last week to put together a kind of more granular work plan. I have not been able to do any work on that, but I can connect with Bernie and with yourself and Cheryl and Pat in the next couple of days. I can share kind of a proposal and we can maybe discuss that via email for presentation to the team. Those are my two action items I wanted to discuss today.
Thanks, Jennifer, Cheryl, for the record. And to be honest, the second one, in my view, leads the first. Because remember, we are going to just tell the board that they're not getting their homework handed in on time under a force majeure. We're not asking any permissions with this first interaction. But I would feel personally, and I have not discussed this with Pat yet, in a greater position of strength, and it would guide how we write the note if we had that second bit of work more complete. In other words, that more granular timeline done. So to me, the sooner we get on to working together on getting to the devil of the detail of where we might be running all of this. And to be honest, we're probably not, as Bernie said, we wouldn't be in a position until we held our Friday meeting. Well, now we're not in a position until we hold our Wednesday meeting to completely do that. So that's my reaction, Pat, and then I guess open the floor.
I think that's right, Cheryl. I'm good with that.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from that then, Jennifer, is that let's get on to the granular exercise, and which will also be a more complete one after we get as far as we can in our Wednesday call now. Then once we have the horse and the cart appropriately in order, but certainly before our deadline, and technically the board doesn't really know anything about these problems until then. I know I'm being flippant, but you know what I mean. We will get the note done. So with that, let's keep the note as an AI open, and let's keep the review recommendation as action by Wednesday, which should be underway, but which is a precursor to the finalisation of the note and delivery date.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. So then we're not going to go through the review recommendations with the Google Doc in any different way than we were on Friday. There's been no changes or updates, has there, Bernie? Or has there? Are we going to, is that a modification now for number three?
I've answered a lot of the comment questions from Casey and Sebastian in the document, so we probably can run over those and see if they're okay, and then complete with sections 9 and 10.
So the lion's share of Wednesday's meeting will be that. How much of time do you think we need to give to item 4?
Oh, let me put on my thinking cap here. It depends on attendance as usual, and if people have comments, I will put in a stake in the ground and say we can get through that in 60 to 75 minutes.
Okay, so if we give ourselves no more than 15 to 20 to go through the review recommendations in item 3, is that going to be a reasonable? Remember, we've only got a 2-hour meeting.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that'll work out timing wise. So we're looking 15 to 20 minutes for 3, 5 minutes for 2, and 75-80 with a little bit of padding. Okay, good. Pat, are you comfortable with that? Sebastian has got an X up. What do you disagree with, Sebastian?
Hello, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I have no crystal ball, but I think that 15 minutes will not be enough for this review of reviews. We need to have some time to have an in-depth discussion on some points, and we need to allow all of us to participate, and I don't want us to put just too short time on that, really. I think it's one of the most important parts of the document. And as a lot of participants of the working group just intervene during the call, it's important that we keep enough time on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I had taken Bernie at his word that a number of the issues had been resolved in the document. Apparently you're wrong, Bernie. Back to you.
What I got from Sebastian's point was the review of reviews. I was talking about the draft report. So I have answered comments in the draft report, and we have sections 9 and 10. And then we have the recommendations document, which is the scratch pad document, where we have to finish the recommendation on reviews, which is what Sebastian is saying is going to take a while. And so maybe what we can do is just complete sections 9 and 10, leaving more time for the discussion of reviews. Thank you.
That certainly makes sense to me. I would have thought it would have been an extended period of time if it's not in a far more cohesive state. So if that's the case, would we then reorder this now to have continue the review of ATRT3 final recommendations, and in that we will spend the introductory part of it, again, about the 10 or 15 minutes, going over the changes between our last visit and the current version, and then continuing on to sections 9 and 10. And if we can, in the agenda then, Jennifer, specify sections 9 and 10, so it is very clear what we will be starting with in which order. So it's a general review of changes to the document since our last meeting for 15 to 20 minutes, and then the 9 and 10 for Bernie 60, 70. What are you thinking then?
Well, actually, the changes I made to the document are really inserting footnotes most over the place. And I'm hoping it should go quickly and people should be satisfied with them. And section 9 should be fairly quick. And section 10 may be a little bit longer. So I'm thinking on second thought, 45 minutes to 60 minutes, we're done with that.
Okay. So that would then leave us another 45 minutes-ish to begin the review recommendations on the reviews and carry that from the Wednesday to the Friday meeting. Yep. Okay, so we're going to switch 3 and 4 around and we're going to expand 3 a little bit to state that we'll be looking at the sections 9 and 10. We're all good with that then?
Sounds brilliant. Good to me, thank you.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'm glad we dug into that and got that reordered. Thank you very much. Now, then we need to look at, is it likely, Bernie, this is now, because I'm looking at the 1st of April, which will be upon us relatively quickly after our Friday meeting, with the whole of, the potential whole of Friday's meeting dedicated to the text regarding the review section, is that possible that we would complete that with that full 2 hours on Friday and probably 45 minutes today, Wednesday? Or do you think it's going to last longer than that? First of all, Bernie, and then it would be interesting to hear your view as well, Sebastian.
I would think, I think Sebastian is right. There's a lot of people who have comments, but in 2 hours and 45 minutes of discussions, I'm hoping we can close this off.
Great. Thank you very much. Sebastian, are you, yes, you're comfortable with that? That's good, because that then gives us something to work on in terms of our granular planning as well for our progress charting. So that's excellent. And it means that we can also then announce, dare I say, that I personally would suggest always that any guest is at the beginning of a meeting, so that we could go so far as to, regarding the Suzanne Bennett item, to indicate that she'll be interacting with us at the beginning of our call on the 1st of April. And so we can leave whatever wedge of time there and then pick up our next topic or our next activity for the rest of that meeting. Pat?
Thank you, Cheryl. So just to jump back to the reviews, if we've got 2 hours and 45 minutes set aside for us to go through that, I think that we'll probably get early indicators as to where we're going to come out in terms of the participants in the session on what that recommendation should look like. So instead of bludgeoning ourselves for a full almost three hours, at some point in time, we have a set an expectation that we will declare some level of impasse and start thinking about how we would define consensus, and maybe even start to think through what a dissenting opinion or alternate position would look like. Because I think that it's we've talked about it a lot, and we've still got some more to talk about. But my guess is we're going to end up at a point where we're going to be entrenched in positions on either side of something. So I think we ought to set the expectation that Cheryl, you or I should step in at some point and kind of say, okay, we're making no progress one way or the other. Let's start to divvy up what a alternate or dissenting position would look like.
Sure, Pat, but then again, I guess I would question, I'm also the stepping in part, I'm just wondering why the whole group needs to work on a dissenting opinion. If it's a split, then obviously the whole group obviously needs to work on it, but if it's a minority view, then I'm of the view that the minority gets to work on it, thank you very much.
Cheryl, this is Pat. So yeah, I agree with you completely. I just meant that that we should begin that process, and whether it's and it should be the dissenting group, but that process should be identified, start that beginning, so that we're not again beating each up over no man's land.
Sure. So what we could do on that 1st of April, the part of the remainder at least of the 1st of April meeting, is have that discussion on where we are now. Let's recap and review, let's look at the lie of the land, and let's plan going forward and then build towards going through and establishing consensus on all our recommendations. And remind everyone, of course, what the definitions and the differences in the definitions of consensus are. Bernie.
Thank you, Cheryl. Just on the dissent or minority position. In the past, what has been done is simply advise what the timeline is, because there's no really a hard and fast rule as to what that opinion has to look like. So basically, the most important thing is to ensure that those writing it are aware of when they have to hand it in so it can be included in the report. Thank you.
Oh, coming off mute. Thanks, Bernie. Cheryl, for the record. Yes, and you and I have gone down those pathways many times before. Well, enough times. Not that you and I often dissent, but we've certainly had plenty of groups where we've had dissenting opinions. So, yeah, we need to have the timeline. Include any dates for completion of dissenting opinion or minority report, I think is the proper term. So Jennifer, when we're doing our granular work, we need to be sure that is a milestone date that needs to get into that as well. If you want to just take a little side note on that, we'll make sure we don't miss that one out. That's pretty vital. Anything else for this coming week? Go ahead, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian Bashir speaking. I have a question. We will be discussing the 9 on the, if I understand well, the final document we are working on, and but we have also spent quite a good amount of time about this issue on an outside document. How we, what is the link between the chapter 9 of our document about accountability indicators and what we have done in an other document? Is it cut and paste, or we will, or it will be something else? Just to be sure what we are doing here, and I guess the answer could be the same on what we are doing about review of reviews, if I understand well also. Thank you.
Okay, Bernie's got his hand up, and after all, this is why we hire Bernie, is to make that particular magic happen. Go ahead, Bernie.
Thank you. Well, we had gone through the accountability indicator report, and there were two issues left from the report. One, Casey wanted an introduction because she did not feel it worked as a standalone document, and we wanted to leave it open until the final report is complete to see if we could add in any suggestions for better accountability indicators. So on that second one, yes, we all agreed, that's no problem. When we finish the report, we'll see if the report points to some great accountability indicators we could include. On the first one, reading the report without reading the section of the final report is missing a part. I personally believe that the section of the final report is the introduction that Casey was looking for. And then that section of the final report, section 9, points to the accountability indicator report that we went through. But when we go through section 9 on Wednesday, we can decide if that actually works. Thank you.
Thank you. And Bernie, can you make a note to ensure that proposed way forward is clear and absolutely unambiguous to all of our attendees on Wednesday's meeting then? Thank you, Bernie. Pat, do we have anything else for our planning for this week?
I don't believe that we do, Cheryl. I think we're good.
Excellent. In which case, is there any other business for today's meeting? Not seeing any. Fantastic. Jennifer, we've got a couple of things and then we can wrap this call.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. So action item to adjust the agenda slightly to reorganize things. We're going to have first a general review of the changes to the document, then dive into the report sections 9 and 10, and then begin the review of the recommendation on reviews. That's for Wednesday's call. Then Jennifer and staff, Bernie and Pat and Cheryl, we're going to work together on putting together an outline of the more granular work plan. We're going to have more information about that too on Wednesday. And that is the action items I captured. Let me know if I missed anything. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Thanks for that, Jennifer. The slight nuance would be that the work plan is a precursor for our draft note regarding review timeline and delivery date.
Got it. Thank you.
I would please encourage us to, from now on, always say "and proposed delivery date." Just, you know, wriggle room here for a little while. Okay, so keeping that aspirational, that's great. All right, in which case, not a recordly short meeting, but nevertheless, thank you, everyone. I look forward to us getting a little further into these, in many ways, critical but more challenging areas of our work in this following week. Do stay healthy and do stay separated. And do stay strong and sane as we go through all of this together. And so we can stop the recording. Thank you, Brenda. And we will see you all at 1100 UTC on Wednesday, the 25th of March. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Stay safe. Everyone.